Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment, May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words.
Today, the Church celebrates the fourth Sunday of Lent, and later this week, the Church celebrates the solemnity of St. Joseph, husband of Mary. Just exactly who is St. Joseph? St. John Paul II, in his apostolic exhortation, The Guardian of the Redeemer, calls Joseph the just man. And what does that mean? It means that he was a holy man, a righteous man, a man of honesty, of integrity and virtue. St. Joseph is the greatest and the holiest saint after the Blessed Mother herself. And in fact, some of the doctors of the Church said that there was no grace ever given to any of the saints except Mary that was not given to St. Joseph as well. Joseph was obedient. He was truly obedient to the will of God in his life. The angel said, "Have no fear about taking Mary to be your wife." And as soon as Joseph knew God's will for him, he obeyed. When the angel told Joseph that Herod was planning to destroy the child, Joseph immediately got up and began the flight to Egypt. Whenever he was warned in a dream, he always obeyed the will of God. Joseph was silent. There are no recorded words of Saint Joseph in the entire Bible. There are words in the Old Testament for the great patriarch that we can apply to Saint Joseph. But in the New Testament, there are no recorded words for Saint Joseph. He's always there as a silent presence. In fact, even his death is wrapped in silence. There is no account to how Joseph was buried. Imagine the kind of man that Joseph was. God the Father picked Joseph out of the entire human race to be the man to raise his only begotten son. He chose Joseph to be a great example, and St. Joseph was an example to Jesus in his words and in his actions. He has been called the world's greatest father. St. Joseph is our benefactor who prays for us. Joseph is the patron saint of fathers, of husbands, and workers. Everything that Joseph did for Jesus, he now does for the Church. And we ask ourselves why? Because the Catholic Church is the mystical body of Christ himself. The Blessed Mother is the mother of the Church, and St. Joseph is the foster father and the guardian of the Church. St. Joseph, the helper of the Blessed Mother, was the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in God's plan of salvation, he was a loving husband who was kind, who was considerate, affectionate, and self-sacrificing. St. Joseph had an awesome responsibility with the Blessed Virgin. And let us reflect on St. Joseph, that just man, that loving leader, that obedient man. Let us reflect on his silence. Let us reflect on his example and his patronage of our own lives and of the Church. And let us try to imitate St. Joseph, the helper of Mary. St. Joseph, husband of Mary, pray for us. St. Joseph, universal patron of the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron saint of fathers, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron saint of workers, pray for us. St. Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. I wish you all a very happy feast of the universal patron of the Church, St. Joseph, on Friday, March the 19th. Also, just a reminder that normally Friday of Lent is a day of abstinence, a day in which we abstain from the eating of meat. But because this Friday is a solemnity, we do not need to abstain from the eating of meat. It is a day of celebration for the feast of St. Joseph. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2. For the JMJ Moment, inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.